We had another problem where we could not figure out how to see. Let me preface this a little bit. The DEA and other people have developed some really neat ways to see what goes on inside your house. Now, camera surveillance and audio surveillance are different things. In most cases in America, camera surveillance is legal. In most cases, there's other laws, privacy expectations, on and on. Nicole Kidman got bugged twice in the last 3 years, you know, on and on. So the smoke detector's up there with the camera. But we, the DEA has figured out some really cool ways so they don't have to violate coming in your house, one of which is they'll put them in the transformer in the telephone line out front of your house, put a camera in there that pans, and it'll see in through your window. And if that doesn't work, they take the plastic traffic cones and put those in front of your house, and they have cameras and transmitters.
Oh, really?
And I've always
wanted to run over those things,
well,
but I never
do. You don't run over the one that's going to, they'll probably pull you over and charge you for that one, you know. So we had this problem. I could have forgotten to get in this place. They had a dog, and I thought, you know what would be funny? I had a really good friend who was a better engineer than I was. Said, why don't we put a little teeny pinhole camera and a transformer in the dog's collar? He said, that's a great idea. Let's cut him loose. Well, to be real honest.
And, pinhole cameras, how small are these cameras?
About the size of a dime now.
Okay.
They'll see through a hole as small as a pinhole.
Oh, my.
It's not crystal clear Nikon, but, you know, you can see it. So we cut the dog loose, you know, figuring, well, hey, we'll get something. And, you know, we could have made Animal Planet, I suppose, or, you know, Animal Cop. But dogs don't really go look at computer screens or, you know, what you're writing or what, you know, the stuff we wanted. The dog didn't seem to have a lot of interest in. We saw a lot of other nice dogs he made friends with. It was like we could have come out with the first porno a dog. If I thought there'd been a market for that, I probably would have done it, you know. And that was a mistake. I mean, it was just one of those things you think of, why not try it? You know, and then we had to track him down and get the damn camera back because it was expensive. But that was just one of those little stories that was like, you know, got to try it.
You know what
would
be a great TV show? I think it might have been done. I'm not sure.
You know,
like
I've
a dog's
then,
life?
I've since then, I think they have done it. This is what I'm talking 20 years ago. I think they really might have done it.
With
since.
Audio, too? Video and audio?
We did not put audio in ours just because we were very afraid.
See, just
law.
Let the dog loose, let's say, in Manhattan or something, and then...
Well, we knew he stuck around his house. We knew he was an inside dog. So we figured, we'll see what's laying around. We'll see checkbooks, maybe. We'll see. We were trying to find out. These guys were pulling a lot of scams. We were trying to figure out what's going on. But like I say, the dog doesn't go up and read the computer for you. Oh, look, you know, he has no interest in that.
That's movie. Right. So most of the time, he's on the floor asleep.
Yeah, exactly. That's the tape was a
so
lot.
So you got
of
a lot
floor.
Of shots of people's feet and stuff
yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and floor and
a water know. Bowl.
And when you're talking about optical, it's surprising the amount of things that are invented to go in the bedroom. Most optical cameras are in clock radios. One of my first units I ever used that I thought was just hilarious was a camera you mounted in something, and it had a pressure switch. So when somebody sat on the bed mattress, it began recording. Now, why would you want that's the second biggest use of
you know, in some of these movies you see this camera, but it's connected to the end of like a 6-foot wiggly wire thing.
Yeah.
Are those things real?
The other day, they have lowered their price. A company I really like now has a fiber optic viewer out for about $400, if I recall right. Now, that will go under a door, through a keyhole, through a very small place, and it produces a very pretty picture. An even better way, another engineer and I were sitting around talking one day, and he turned around and went and did it. He invented a reverse peephole viewer. It's just a little glass optic thing. If you walk down hotel lobbies or, you know that little peephole in the door?
Yeah.
Well, I can see in, and I can record in. And now they've taken that to the stage where they put night vision on it.
You mean it's not blurry anymore?
No, real clear.
Yeah, you put it right over it, huh?
Yeah, and just look into it, like look into a monoscope. And now they've actually got night vision hooked up to that, so I can see in the dark in your hotel room but without committing a felony by, you know, breaking your hotel room. So, I mean, it's just kind of, some of those are my weirdest. Some of those are just like, oh, my God.
That's an incredible piece of equipment.
Yeah, and it's cheap. We're talking under $100.
How much of a private detective's business is family stuff like that?
When California, 15 years ago or so, passed the no-fault divorce law, it wiped out most of the PI industry.
Oh, it did.
It has since come back somewhat. that's what we did. You know, that's what, you know, you do it for an advantage. Okay, maybe you can get a monetary advantage. Maybe you can see what your boss is doing. Maybe you're into blackmail. But most people are into seeing what the significant other is doing on those days when they're supposed to be golfing, you know?
Did you ever get a client, Lee, that was, I guess, sorry for what he had asked you to do? Here, case in point, you know, let's say he says, look, I suspect my spouse.
Right.
I want you to do whatever you have to do. And you do, and you find out, and you come back and say, you know what? This is the most loyal person you could ever have. Do they feel guilty about hiring you?
No. The couple times it happened to me, and normally it has gone the other way, I'll be honest with you, it has come back where they go, thank you. Wow. Thank you. I'm so glad I came to you. And I don't feel it's my place to go, well, if you're so glad you came to me, maybe you should have trusted her a little more in the first. That's not my business.